All right, everyone, welcome to another deep dive with us at TravelDestinationPro.com.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're diving into San Francisco.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, especially for all those young adults out there.
Oh, yeah, lots to do in San Francisco.
There is, and we've got a great article to help us hit all the high points.
Awesome.
So let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
So first up, the Exploratorium at Pier 15.
Yeah, so that is a really great place for groups and really anybody.
I mean, who doesn't love hands-on exhibits?
Exactly. You know, it really kind of sparks that curiosity and that playfulness, you know, no matter how old you are.
Yeah, you can't help but like feel like a kid again.
Totally.
What's one of your favorite exhibits there?
Ooh. I mean, I really love the tactile dome.
What's that?
So it's like this pitch black maze and you have to navigate it using only your sense of touch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a total sensory overload, but like in a really good way.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, you can hear people bumping into each other and just laughing the whole way through.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like a good icebreaker for a group.
Oh, definitely.
So, okay, moving on. We got to talk about those cable cars.
Oh, yeah, those are iconic.
Yeah, I feel like if you go to San Francisco, you have to ride a cable car.
Absolutely.
But honestly, I'd be kind of lost. I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, there are a lot of routes.
There are. So where do we begin?
I always recommend starting with the Cable Car Museum.
Okay.
It's in Nob Hill, and it's free.
Awesome.
And it's really cool. You can actually see, like, the massive gears and cables that power the whole system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they have vintage cars on display, and you can learn about the history of it all.
Okay, so it's kind of like seeing behind the scenes before you actually ride one.
Exactly. It makes you appreciate the experience even more.
I like it. Okay, so Cable Car Museum, check. Now, Pier 39.
Yes, Pier 39.
The article calls it a hub for young adults.
It really is. It's got this bustling energy. You know, there's just something for everyone.
Okay, so paint me a picture. What's it like there?
So you've got the sea lions, of course. Those are always a crowd pleaser, of course.
And then there's street performers and all sorts of quirky shops.
Fun.
And tons of food options.
I mean, what's a trip without good food?
Right? You can find everything from fresh seafood to, like, all sorts of international flavors.
Is there anything there that's kind of off the beaten path that most tourists might miss?
Let me think. If you're looking for unique souvenirs, there's this place called the Magic Shop.
Ooh, magic.
Yeah, it's full of gadgets and illusions and all sorts of fun stuff.
I love that.
And for food, oh my gosh, the clam chowder bread bowls.
Oh, classic San Francisco.
So good. And there's this one stand that serves them in sourdough bread bowls that are shaped like crabs.
Okay, that is amazing.
I know, right?
All right, that is going on the list for sure. Now let's switch gears a bit and head to the Ferry Building.
The Ferry Building, ah, yes.
The article calls it a food lover's paradise.
And it truly is, especially if you love fresh, local ingredients.
Okay, so tell me about it.
Well, it's home to the Ferry Plaza Farmers Market.
I've heard of that. Yeah, it's a must visit. You'll find everything there, from fresh produce to artisanal cheeses to handcrafted chocolates.
So it's more than just like a grocery shopping experience.
Oh, way more. It's a whole culinary destination.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
You can imagine like strolling through rows of colorful stalls. The air is filled with the smell of fresh bread and ripe fruit. You can talk to the farmers, sample incredible food, and even enjoy a glass of wine with stunning views of the bay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Okay, so anything in particular I should be on the lookout for?
You have to try the Cowgirl Creamery Cheese.
Okay.
They're a local legend, and their Mount Tam Triple Cream Brie is to die for.
Now I'm really hungry.
It's so creamy and tangy, and they use milk from local sustainable dairies.
I do love supporting local businesses.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
You mentioned wine earlier. Are there places to get wine at the Ferry Building?
Yeah, there are a few wine bars and shops within the building itself.
Perfect.
It's a great way to relax after you've explored the market. Plus, you get those incredible views of the bay.
Okay, Ferry Building is definitely going on the itinerary. Speaking of Ryan, the article highlights San Francisco's wine scene in general.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco and the surrounding areas are a wine lover's dream.
So many options.
There are urban wineries, tasting rooms, and even wine tasting cruises on the bay.
Wow.
And the best part is there's something for everyone, from casual sippers to serious connoisseurs.
I love that. So let's dive into some specifics. The article mentions Treasure Island Wines.
Ah, yes. Treasure Island Wines.
What's that all about?
It's a really unique urban winemaking experience.
Okay.
It's located on Treasure Island, which has some of the best views of the San Francisco skyline.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and you can sample wines that are made right there in small batches.
I love that. So you get those stunning views and you get to experience handcrafted wines.
Exactly. It's a great way to see a different side of San Francisco's wine scene.
And how do you get to Treasure Island?
It's just a short ferry ride from the city.
Easy peasy.
You could even combine it with a visit to the ferry building.
Oh, yeah. Perfect day trip.
Right.
So, okay, let's take a step back for a second. We've already covered so much.
I know, right?
From the Exploratorium to the cable cars to Pier 39 to the ferry building. And, of course, all the wine.
It's a lot.
It is. But in the best way possible.
Definitely.
San Francisco really does seem to have something for everyone.
It does.
What are you most excited about revisiting on this hypothetical San Francisco trip we're creating?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Honestly, I love it all. But if I had to pick, I think I'd say getting lost in the Ferry Plaza Farmers Market.
Yeah.
There's just something so special about connecting with the people who grow our food and just experiencing that vibrant atmosphere.
I get that. It feels very authentic.
It does.
And the article mentions that the ferry building itself has an interesting history.
Oh, yeah. It's a story of resilience and reinvention, just like San Francisco itself.
In what way?
Well, it's witnessed so much change over the years, from its early days as a bustling transportation hub to its near destruction in the 1986 earthquake.
Wow.
Yeah. But each time it's come back stronger. And now it's like a symbol of the city's enduring spirit.
I love that. Okay, so we've got food and history and stunning views.
Sounds like a good start.
It does. Now let's get back to the wine. The article also mentions the Winery Collective.
Oh, yeah, the Winery Collective.
What's special about that one?
So it's a great place to try a variety of wines without having to travel to multiple wineries.
Interesting.
They feature a curated selection of wines from smaller producers all over California.
Oh, cool.
It's like a one-stop shop for discovering hidden gems and expanding your wine knowledge.
So it's perfect for someone who maybe is a little indecisive or just wants to try a little bit of everything?
Exactly. And their staff is super knowledgeable, so they can help you navigate all the selections and find something you'll love.
Okay, cool. Now, there's another experience that caught my eye, the Wine Therapy Cruise.
Ah, yes, the Wine Therapy Cruise.
It just sounds so fun and relaxing. What can you tell me about it?
So picture this. You're cruising along the bay. You're taking those iconic views of the Golden Gate Bridge and Alcatraz.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You're sipping on delicious wines.
Nice.
And you're enjoying a cheese and charcuterie platter.
That sounds amazing.
Right. It's the perfect way to unwind and celebrate a special occasion or just treat yourself to an unforgettable experience.
It does. Are these wine tasting experiences mostly geared towards groups? Or would they be enjoyable for couples or solo travelers as well?
Oh, they're definitely enjoyable for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Groups can have a blast together, but couples can enjoy a romantic outing. And solo travelers can mingle with other wine enthusiasts.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
There's really no wrong way to experience San Francisco's wine scene, it sounds like.
Nope.
Now, before we wrap up the wine talk, there's one more spot I wanted to ask about Chateau Montalina's San Francisco tasting room.
Chateau Montalina.
What's the draw there?
So Chateau Montalina is a legendary winery in Napa Valley,
right.
And their San Francisco tasting room gives you a chance to sample their wines without having to leave the city. So convenient.
I know, right? Plus, it's located in the historic Westin St. Francis Hotel in Union Square, so the setting is pretty luxurious.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we get a taste of Napa Valley luxury in the heart of San Francisco. I like it.
You will be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've been focusing on some of the more well-known attractions, but you mentioned earlier that you love to explore those off-the-beaten-path spots.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You mentioned the Wave Organ. What else is kind of hiding in San Francisco's nooks and crannies?
Well, if you're looking for something truly quirky and nostalgic, you have to check out the Musée Mécanique.
Musée Mécanique. Okay, that name is amazing. What is that?
So it's this collection of antique arcade games and mechanical musical instruments and other curiosities.
Wow.
It's located on Pier 45, and it feels like stepping back in time.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like a bygone era of entertainment.
That sounds awesome.
Mm.
Are the games still functional?
Most of them are, and you can play them for just a few pennies.
That is amazing. I love that mix of modern and nostalgic that San Francisco has.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. From science museums to farmers markets to wine tasting cruises to quirky arcades.
It's been a whirlwind tour.
It has.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible how much this city has to offer.
I know, right?
Is there anything else you want to share before we move on to our final thoughts?
One more thing. You know, we've talked about individual attractions, but I think it's important to mention San Francisco's diverse neighborhoods. Each one has its own unique character and charm.
That's true.
And for a group of young adults, I highly recommend checking out the Mission District.
What's special about the Mission District?
It's a vibrant and eclectic neighborhood with a rich history and a thriving art scene.
Okay.
You'll find colorful murals, trendy boutiques, hip restaurants, and lively bars.
Sounds fun.
It's a great place to soak up the local culture and really experience the energy of San Francisco.
Okay, I'm adding that to the list. Mission District sounds like a great way to end a day of exploring. Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to hear from you, our listeners. What's standing out to you so far? What are you most excited to experience in San Francisco?
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay, deep divers, we're back and ready to keep exploring all that San Francisco has to offer for young adults.
There's so much to talk about. I'm excited to continue our journey.
Me too. And you know, San Francisco is known for its beautiful parks.
Absolutely. The city's got a great balance between urban life and nature.
Yeah. The article mentions Mission Dolores Park as a great spot to just relax and people watch.
Oh, yeah. Mission Dolores Park. It's a classic. It's always buzzing with activity.
What makes it so special?
Well, for one thing, it has these amazing views of the city skyline.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's always filled with people picnicking, sunbathing, playing music, just hanging out. It's a great place to soak up the San Francisco vibe.
It sounds like it. And is there a historical connection there as well?
There is, actually. It's right next to Mission Dolores, which is the oldest intact building in San Francisco. Yep.
It's the only surviving structure of the original Spanish mission.
So you've got this beautiful park with modern city views, and then right next door, you can step back in time and learn about San Francisco's roots.
Exactly. It's a really cool contrast.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered food history, stunning views, and of course, wine.
We can't forget about the wine.
We can't. What other wine tasting experiences should we add to our list?
Well, if you're looking for something a little different, there's the wine therapy cruise.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that a bit earlier.
Yeah. It's a really unique way to experience San Francisco's wine scene. Imagine yourself cruising along the bay.
Okay.
The sun is setting. You're sipping on a glass of local wine. You've got a cheese platter in front of you.
Yeah.
And you're surrounded by those iconic views.
That sounds absolutely magical.
It is. And it's perfect for celebrating a special occasion or just treating yourself.
Okay, sold. Now, the article also mentions Chateau Montelena's San Francisco tasting room.
Oh, yes. Chateau Montelena.
What a story there.
So Chateau Montelena is a legendary winery in Napa Valley. Napa Valley.
And their San Francisco tasting room gives you a chance to experience their wines without having to make the trip all the way up to Napa.
That's convenient.
Right. Plus, it's located in the Westin St. Francis Hotel in Union Square, so it's a pretty swanky setting.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Uh-huh.
So we get a little taste of Napa Valley luxury in the heart of San Francisco.
Exactly.
All right, I'm adding that to my list for sure.
Awesome.
Now, earlier we were talking about those off-the-beaten-path spots, the places that most tourists might not know about.
Oh, yeah, those are my favorite.
Besides the Wave Organ, what else would you recommend?
Well, if you're into art and quirky stuff, there's this place called the Mosaic Stairway.
Mosaic Stairway?
Yeah, it's tucked away in a residential neighborhood.
Where is it?
It's in the Golden Gate Heights neighborhood, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a stairway covered in these beautiful, colorful mosaics.
Oh, wow.
It's a community art project, and it's really stunning.
It sounds like it. So it's kind of a hidden gem?
It is. You won't find it on most tourist maps, but it's definitely worth seeking out.
I'll have to add that to my list. Okay, so we've got mosaics and music from the Wave Organ. What other hidden gems should we explore?
Well, if you're looking for something truly unique and a little bit creepy, you have to check out the Bone Room.
The Bone Room.
You heard that right. It's a natural history store, and it's filled with all sorts of skeletons and taxidermy and other curiosities.
Okay, so not for the faint of heart.
Maybe not, but it's definitely a conversation starter.
It sounds like it. So we've got art, nature, and a little bit of the macabre.
That's San Francisco for you. It's got a little bit of everything.
I love it. Now, before we move on to our final recommendations for planning a trip to San Francisco, I want to hear from you, our listeners. What's standing out to you so far? What are you adding to your must-see list?
Yeah, let us know. We're always up for more San Francisco adventures.
Okay, deep divers, we're back for the final leg of our San Francisco journey. And wow, I'm already feeling inspired.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's been so fun exploring all these different sides of San Francisco.
It has. I mean, we've talked about science and history and food and art and even a little bit of the macabre.
Yeah, San Francisco really does have a little bit of everything.
It does. So before we wrap up, I want to get your take on what makes San Francisco such a special place for young adults.
That's a good question. I think it's the city's energy.
Okay.
You know, it's a place that embraces diversity and creativity and individuality.
Yeah.
You really feel that sense of freedom and possibility everywhere you go.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. It's like the city encourages you to be yourself, to try new things, to kind of push your boundaries a bit.
Exactly. And then there's that amazing combination of urban excitement and natural beauty.
That's true. You've got the Golden Gate Bridge and the rolling hills and the bay and the ocean all within easy reach.
Right. It's a city that's deeply connected to its surroundings.
And speaking of connections, let's not forget about the food scene.
Oh, yeah. The food is incredible.
We've touched on it throughout our deep dive, but it's worth emphasizing that San Francisco is a true foodie paradise.
Absolutely. From fresh local produce to innovative cuisine to world-class wines, there's something to tantalize every taste bud.
And the coffee.
Oh, yes, the coffee.
San Francisco takes its coffee seriously.
They do. You'll find some of the best brews in the country here.
Okay, so we've painted a pretty vivid picture of San Francisco. But before we officially sign off, what are some key takeaways for our listeners? What should they keep in mind when planning their San Francisco adventures?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that San Francisco has something for everyone.
I agree. Whether you're into art or science or food or history or just soaking up the unique vibe, there's something for you.
And don't be afraid to explore, venture beyond the typical tourist spots and discover those hidden gems.
Like the Mosaic Stairway and the Bone Room?
Yeah, exactly. Those are the experiences that will really make your trip memorable.
And remember, this is just a starting point. Oh. Our friends at TravelDestinationPro.com have a fantastic article with even more tips and recommendations.
So be sure to check it out. It's packed with insider information that will help you plan the ultimate San Francisco group trip.
All right, deep divers. That's a wrap on our San Francisco deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
It was my pleasure. Hope to see you all in San Francisco sometime.
And remember, embrace your passions, create your own story, and make those unforgettable memories.
Happy travels, everyone.